But the sites themselves, I mean, you went out to the test site? I'm asking, I somewhat...
We went to the test site. It was also part of the relationship with the people, and that's what I was getting to when I said these researchers were friendly to us.
Okay.
But they had it was like a con man playing a game. And my elders were sucked right into that. So was I.
Mm-hmm.
But as I became aware and I started saying, hey, well, this you said it was about Yucca Mountain or Nevada Test Site, and it's really about Yucca Mountain.
Mm-hmm.
And then I start seeing this bigger picture develop. But for me, it was wonderful being with my elders and talking about this place and that place at the test site, going up 40 Mile Wash, you know, and seeing the petroglyphs, but also experiencing the destruction with them at those times at these places.
Mm-hmm.
And now I look back and I say, those sons of bitches, those researchers, you know, they pretended like they really cared, and we shared with them these things, and they were liars.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's a slander. No, it's not a slander, it's the truth. But what I'm saying, it might be one of the things you discussed in the paper.
Could be.
But that was the truth of the situation, that we were betrayed, you know, and we were used, and that's part of that abuse.
Okay.
And today, you know, I cannot forget that. You know, we were our confidence was betrayed, and we were used, and that is part of that abuse.
Mm-hmm.
And it may have been this site or that site. And then I look at the good feelings we had among ourselves and being able to go to these places that others hadn't, you know, we haven't been able to go to. And my elders say, you know, we have in the past, and that there's good hunting up there, you know. Mm-hmm. And, you know, when we look at Yucca Mountain, there's nothing on it. But just knowing over the next hill, you know, Paiute Mesa, there's a... you know, forest up there, and it's beautiful, and that they are doing those things in this place. It's what possesses them. What possesses them is that nobody knew how bad what they were doing was, and now we do. And I think it should be said at this time that I'm not anti-nuclear. I'm anti-stupidity. And I am not a pacifist. I restrain myself from committing those acts which would violate the treaty, and I encourage the same to my people.
Mm-hmm.
You know, since we've been protesting at the test site, there have been people that say that we're peaceniks or whatever.